Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Chairperson. We have taken the floor briefly in order to clarify the statement made by the representative of the United States on granting humanitarian parole to Cuban citizens. This is a manipulation of the real situation of people that leave our country legally, as we have explained time and again in all relevant fora. Cuba has spoken about the responsibility of the United States government regarding irregular and inorderly migration of Cubans that arrive or plan to arrive to their borders. Cuba has also spoken repeatedly about the risks related to the illegal trafficking and disorganized mobility, which often happens with Cuban travelers that by and large leave their country through regular means. We know full well that the economic embargo imposed by the United States, which has been strengthened in recent years, leads to extraordinary limitations to the Cuban economy and to the standard of living of the population, which spurs the potential for people to go on the move. And we know that the official policy of the U.S. government continues to privilege Cuban migrants that arrive at their borders irregularly or that crosses them illegally, and afterwards they benefit from the Cuban adjustment law. This grants Cuban citizens a differentiated approach, unique in the world, and gives them a fast track to obtain residence regardless of the ways and means that they use, even if they arrive to their territory illegally. We shall not allow for the true causes of mobility of Cubans to be manipulated. Thank you.